On the dusty outskirts of Ubon Ratchathani, a small, curious crowd gathers around a local market. They're here to catch a glimpse of, or take a selfie with, a man who for years was simply the leader of a mid-sized regional political party called Pumjaitai. Now Anutin Chanwirakun steps out of a convoy as Prime Minister. He slowly weaves through the crowd, stopping to meet the young and old, sampling local snacks. A national leader with bold ambitions, hoping to be returned to office on Sunday. Visiting Isan, a vast region of 20 largely rural provinces, is a key stop on the campaign trail.
The lower Isan region, the borderlands with Cambodia, has been an unquestioned political stronghold for Pumjaitai. But under the leadership of interim Prime Minister Anutin Chanwirakun, the party has grander ambitions to sweep the northeast and further to become a true national political force.
He tells me he's confident that the region will deliver handsomely for a party strategically building its influence here.
I have to say we aim high. I think we will be able to gain trust and confidence from our voters.
Local people here are hurting. Inside the market, merchants say they're ready to give Anutin a chance, but he needs to try and fix a sluggish economy. From a market to a mass rally, a big turnout for Anutin on this night as he throws his support behind local Pumjaitai candidates. His speech turns bombastic and nationalistic to border wars, Thai pride, and the threat of rocket bombardments, matching the tone of his message around the country, and playing to a population rattled by a conflict with Cambodia, playing out just a few hours south over the past year. Closer to the border in Nam Yun, this family's home is being rebuilt. In July, it was destroyed by a missile fired across the international divide. Alongside the economy here, border security is a central issue for people voting under a cloud of fear. Wasawat Pungponsi is from the very same border town. He's campaigning on strong borders and fair economics, and he wants the national government to do better. For this farmer in Surin province, almost within sight of the Cambodian border, a simple ask: safety and peace. She's been in and out of evacuation centres over the past few months. Unable to sleep soundly in her own home, she can't even begin to think about making money.
พี่ขอเลือกความมั่นคงเพราะว่าพี่อยู่ตามชายแดนแล้วถ้าหากว่าไม่มั่นคงพี่ก็หากินไม่ได้หรอกนะทำงานไม่ได้เลี้ยงปากเลี้ยงท้องไม่ได้แต่ถ้าหากว่าพี่เลือกปากท้องแต่พี่ไม่มีที่อยู่พี่จะไปหาปากท้องตรงไหนได้ล่ะพี่ถามหน่อยไม่รู้ว่าจะพึ่งพาได้แค่ไหนแค่นั้นแหละเพราะว่าหนึ่งอ่ะมันเหมือนทุกวันนี้ปลาใหญ่กินปลาเล็ก
In neighboring Sisaket province, life appears more normal. at a petrol station that was also bombed and destroyed during the fighting. For this local Pumjai Thai MP, who's hoping to be re-elected, managing the border conflict has become a political strength for her party.
จะเห็นได้ว่าพี่น้องประชาชนนะคะมีความเชื่อมั่นนะคะต่อพรรคการเมืองนะคะเปลี่ยนแปลงไปนะคะก็คือพรรคการเมืองเดิมที่เราเคยเลือกมานะคะเรามีความเชื่อมั่นต่อพรรคนะคะน้อยลงทำให้วันนี้ทิศทางของการเมืองนะคะในแถบชายแดนไทยกัมพูชามีความเปลี่ยนไปนะคะวันนี้เราก็ได้รับความเชื่อมั่นจากพี่น้องประชาชนมากขึ้นในการจัดการปัญหานะคะบริเวณแนวชายแดนไทยกัมพูชา
Across the country, nationalism has been on the rise. It's Pumjai Thai who stands to benefit most.
I perceive some sense of many people, even though those who used to vote for the liberal or progressive party before, this time they're feeling like the power of the nation, the nationalism something came to their heart and their mind. And this time they might vote because of this kind of emotion.
In Ubon, Warisit Gantinan has been elected by his local community 4 times already. He's confident about a 5th win, despite experts saying his party, Huatai, faces a monumental task of maintaining its long-standing grip on Thailand's northeast. He says individual performance matters more to people than party affiliations, and that the last government, in just a few months in charge, already showed it could not solve these big issues.
ชุดครม.ชุดรัฐบาลชุดปัจจุบันเนี่ยครับไม่สามารถตอบโจทย์กับพี่น้องประชาชนได้ว่าจะเป็นการแก้ไขสถานการณ์ว่าจะเป็นอุทกภัยความเดือดร้อนของพี่น้องประชาชนนะครับ
What happens in Isan could help swing the election. Thailand's largest electoral region is in flux, politically and economically.
I think Isan is the only area where you have a clear 3 parties fighting. Okay, it's a war of the 3 gangs, right? You have Anuthit, and then you have the Thai who still gain a lot of loyalty with some big family and with their big dream of economic prosperity, but they proved so ineffective for the past 2 years that they couldn't achieve anything much. And then the rising up of the Orange or the People's Party who capture a lot of dream of the young generation.
A likely 3-way fight to determine the next few years of Thailand's direction and the country's poorest region right at the heart of it.